Blog Talk Radio.
Everybody, welcome to Ascension Magic Radio. I'm your host. My name is Ron Ike, and you can call me Ronnie. Today is Saturday, October 24th, 2015. October's almost over. Wow. Time goes by fast. I want to thank you all for joining me today for the show. You know, when I do these shows, I don't really generate a topic too far in advance. I kind of go with what the angels are guiding me, and they specifically wanted me to work with Archangel Raphael today and do a show to connect with Archangel Raphael and to help everyone who might be in need of some healing or has healing questions. With that in mind, I just want to say I'm not a medical doctor, so any advice that comes through, it's coming through spiritual channels, metaphysical channels, and you know, I'm just one person. You may want to receive some advice from a medical professional if you are suffering from a serious health condition. But I just wanted to start the show, but with that just disclaimer, I guess you could say. There's a lot of crazy things happening in the world right now. There's a lot of intense energy. If you're feeling a little bit confused, if you feel like the energy is really intense, you're not alone. It's happening to many of us. A lot of us are being pushed outside our comfort zone, and we're being called to take action, basically. Take action in a lot of the world events that are happening in our own personal lives as well. You know, whether that's quit a job or move homes or leave a relationship that's not working. And if you're not in a space where you're prepared for that, it can be really challenging. You know, the best advice I can give to you is to let go and let God. And there's a quote that I heard this week that I'd like to share with you. And it says, a sailboat in the harbor is safe, but that's not what sailboats were built for. So of course we can play it safe, and of course we can stay where we want to stay, but our life doesn't go anywhere. So just remember that the changes you're going through, that the pushes that you feel, if you feel guided to make certain changes, that's your ship sailing out in the harbor and going in the directions that your soul is wanting for you. So take those risks, take those chances, but know that you're never alone. And to reiterate on that, I did pull a card for us from Archangel Raphael Healing Deck, and I wanted to get a message for all of us. And the message really is pretty clear. It's that, you know, your prayers are being heard. You're not alone, because the message is divine intervention. And what that means is that the angels are working behind the scenes so that the miracles you're asking for can occur. Just getting out of the way and trusting, right? If it's a health issue, know that divine intervention is happening at this very moment. If it's anything in your life that requires healing, you know, any aspect of your life, know that it's happening, but it's happening maybe not in the way that you would expect. So you need to step out of the way, be open to surprises, okay? And have patience with the process. Divine timing can be frustrating. You know, in the true spiritual realm, things are happening instantaneously. The only moment that happens is right now. But we get frustrated with our human conditions, our human limitations, because in this 3D world that we live in, it takes time for things to occur. And that can be frustrating, you know, especially if you're asking for a new job or, you know, a health healing issue or anything along those lines. The good news is that as we evolve as a species, these dimensions get blurred and things happen quicker. You might notice that time is happening very, very quickly. You know, what used to seem like days and hours now seems like minutes. It's like we're already almost at the end of 2015, and it's crazy how fast time is going by. So, you know, just know that your prayers are being heard, okay, and that the angels are working behind the scenes to assist you on that. Whatever you feel guided to make, whatever changes you feel guided to make, go with that and know that you're not alone with that. Okay? So I want to actually read you something. I have a book called The Bridge of Stars, and it has like these prayers and blessings in there, and the angels wanted me to read couple them to you, and then do a short meditation. I want to do a meditation to help you cut cords, to help you get clarity in your life, and then we'll get to the phone lines. I see people are already calling in, and I'm excited to get to your calls. I will get to you in just momentarily. But the first one, and I opened up the book, and like this is what I do really. I get out the book, and I say, like, what do you want us to know right now? Boom, I open it up, and I go to a page. And this is what I opened up to. It says, the title is Mornings in Heaven. Your enjoyment of the world is never right until every morning you awake in heaven. See yourself in God's palace and look upon the skies and the earth and the air as celestial joy, having such a loving regard of all these things as if you were among the angels. The reason why I like that is because it's very clear that when you set your intention in the morning, create your day, you get exactly what you expect. How many of you are actually creating your day? Or if what I mean is how many of you are creating it consciously? You know, do you wake up and think, oh, another day I got to drive to work, I got to go stuck in this traffic, and then I'm going to deal with that, you know, annoying coworker that I can't stand, and you create that day exactly as you had set forth in motion. But on the contrary to that, you know, like this prayer or blessing says, look to the skies and see everything as being God's palace. This is all God, and you are God, and you are a divine spark of that. You can create your day exactly as you would like. And this is exactly what I do. You know, I get out of the shower, and in the shower, the water is just, I see the water as actually being white light that's clearing my energy from the night before. Then I get out of the shower, I do a quick meditation, and, you know, I see myself driving to work, no traffic. I see all my coworkers are just, we have a wonderful time today. I feel blessed. I feel happy. I'm eating the right foods. Exactly as I would like it, I think that every day. And sure enough, that's what I get exactly what I expect. You know, maybe not exactly, it might turn out exactly the way that I thought it would, but the ideas that I put into motion is what I'm open to receiving, and that's exactly what I get. So look to every day for the blessings. Be grateful for the things that you have, and know that you are blessed, and that more of that will come to you when you realize all the good that's already in your life. Okay, so a lot of us struggle with abundance, and because we focus so much on the things we don't have, you know, I don't have this, and I don't have that, not enough time, not enough money, and that's exactly what manifests in your life because you don't necessarily realize that you do have everything you already do, just are not in that space of being aware. The other little quick one that I wanted to read to you is, it's from the Buddha, and it's called The Clear Path, and it says the following. It says, all is transient. When you perceive this, you are above suffering. The path is clear. All is suffering. And when you perceive this, you are above suffering. The path is clear. All is unreal. And when you perceive this, you are above suffering. The path is clear. I really like that one because what he's saying is that not necessarily that you should look to suffering, but that, you know, we live in a world where there is going to be suffering. So when you perceive that, you can rise above that and understand, you know, look at your life from a perspective of being the creator, not the created, that you have the power. You've created everything in your life. You can create everything as you would like it to be. When you perceive that, you are above suffering, and then your life changes. When we give away our power, in other words, and blame other things outside ourselves, that's when we suffer. And that's what hell really is. Hell is not some fiery place where we're being burned and tormented because of our choices. Hell is when we create our life in a way that does not bring us joy. We create situations that attract things to us that we don't really want in our lives. And then we continue to do that. We have the tools to change it, but yet we continue to create that. And that's hell on earth because you're not making the choices that will fulfill you and that will lead you to the highest path. Okay? This is by no means a judgment. It's just I would love it if we all could take back our power and understand that we are divine, that there's no separation between you and I, and that all is love. And healing happens in this moment. The reason why my show is called Multidimensional Healing is because healing happens in this moment right now. Right now in this moment, you are healed. Right now in this moment, you are love. Right now, you are abundant. You are everything you could possibly hope for. It's right now. There is no future and past that doesn't exist in our minds. The past exists in our minds. The future exists in our minds. Right now is the only moment that's happening. And in this moment, choose to be whole. Choose to be healed. Choose to be successful. Choose to be abundant in all these things. Because that's where truly where healing happens, is in this current divine moment. So don't give your power away. And I want to do a quick meditation with you, and then I get to your phone calls. And I'm so grateful for you to join me today. We're going to work with Archangel Michael and Archangel Raphael. We're going to clear our spaces, cut some cords, get some clarity, and set the course for the coming week. So wherever you are, if you're in the car, you know, you can still listen. But if you're at home and you can just close your eyes and relax, find a comfortable place, and we will do a short meditation. Okay? Let me try to get the music going. Sometimes the music doesn't work. Let's see if it works today.
Hey.
Okay, so what I'd like you to do now is just focus on your breath, because your breath is a gift from the divine. And imagine that you're breathing in this beautiful gold energy. And as you breathe out, you're breathing out like everything that doesn't serve you. You're breathing in all this beautiful, good, positive, loving energy. And breathing out everything that does not serve you. And we ask the Archangel Michael to be here with us right now with his sword of light and his band of mercy. Archangel Raphael, the divine healing angel, as well as Archangel Uriel, who is the angel of light that will illuminate the path for us. And as these angels are near us, we ask specifically Archangel Michael to come with your sword of light and cut any cords of fear. Release the fear from us that's holding us back from our true divine life purpose. Any attachment to any toxic situations, toxic people, places, things, this timeline and any other timeline, any other reality dimension, let it go to you now. And we ask you to please vacuum up our space now. Vacuum up our aura. Got this vacuum cleaner that's just coming and clearing away any psychic attack and directed at you. Psychic debris from your own thoughts. Healthy, from unhealthy thoughts that you might have been thinking. Any kind of battling that you might have been doing with yourself or with other people, that is cleared away and all is well in this moment. Archangel Michael, give us strength to move forward right now. Be with all of us. Let us feel your strength now. Be with us now and throughout the coming week as we make healthy changes in our life. Archangel Raphael, now, if there is a healing issue that we need healing, we ask for your divine intervention. Come forth with your emerald green energy and release what needs to be let go. Help us to let go, to trust, have faith. And Archangel Uriel, with your golden light, we ask you to illuminate the path for us. Show us the way so that we may know which steps we should take. Even though the music's turned off, I'd like to send some extra healing energy and prayers towards Mexico right now. We all know that there's a huge major hurricane that's coming that way, and many people have already been praying. But we'd like to send our thoughts and prayers so that the people there have minimum devastation and destruction, and that the people can be safe and protected, and as a storm continues to move around, that it can be dissipated, and the highest good and the highest light may come forth from that. I also feel guided that we need to send some thoughts right now into our current political situation. There's a lot of things happening on our planet right now. You know, in America, we have an election coming, and it's really important that we put our intentions and prayers that we have a leader that speaks for the people, that is of integrity, and will lead us into the era of where we want to be as a collective consciousness. So that's, it's important that we put that energy out there. So thank you so much, everyone, for joining me today. I hope that prayer meditation was helpful for you. I just kind of go with what comes into my mind. There's a lot of powerful light workers listening right now. There's a lot of people that are listening on the other side. There's angels all around us. And I'm really, really grateful for this time together with you. Just know that if I don't get to your call today, that there's always a message for you. Okay, that's my intention. And then if you're listening later, if you listen on playback, there's also a message. There's always a gift and a blessing for you. So I'm going to get to the phone lines, and I don't have a call screener. So the way that I'm going to get to your call is I will say your area code, and I'm just going to ask that you say your name and what question that you have. So I'm going to start off, I'd like to go to area code 210. I'm going to get you on the line. Hello, welcome to the show. How are you?
Hi, I'm doing okay. How are you?
I'm fantastic.
Can you hear me?
I can, yeah.
Okay.
Can I get your name?
Ben.
What is it?
I'm sorry?
Can I get your name?
That was a good meditation. My name is Mike.
Oh, thank you so much. Yeah. Like I said, I just kind of make it up as I go, so.
Yeah, no, I definitely feel very relaxed now.
Good.
Yeah. I'm calling in because I wanted to see what intuitive guidance you're getting from my angels and my guides in regards to relationships.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Can I get your name?
Sure. Mike?
Mike. Thank you so much for calling in, Mike. I feel intuitively that you work very closely with the angels already. I do see a lot of, like, pale blue around you, and I actually have a deck of cards that I'm going to work with you to get some guidance that has that color. I think I want to go to that color. So give me just a moment to just connect, and I'll see what messages come forth, okay? So one moment. Okay, so I'm using these deck of cards here called Messages from Your Angels, and I like to work with oracle cards because they're a way for me to just tap in deeper into my intuition. So that's how I tend to get messages. Some people work with runes or crystals. You know, I like to work with the oracle cards because they really tend to speak to me, and this card's jumping out as I'm shuffling for you. And the message says, you are confused and indecisive because you do not have enough information. Do research or seek expert advice before making a decision, okay? So it appears that there's some confusion, obviously, or you wouldn't be calling in. Indecisive. It's amazing how accurate these cards are.
They're comical.
Exactly. It's like
comical. Hello.
They're like, of course he's confused. He wouldn't be calling in, right? It's funny. There's lots of messages on this card that I see. It kind of tells me, okay, this is what I'm getting intuitively, is that it's not just relationships that's going on with you. You're really... you're being exposed to all these new types of metaphysical concepts, and you're reading these different topics about different things, and you're exposed to different friends and people that you maybe have not been exposed to before. So the confusion comes from in your life because there's all these new ways of thinking and being in the world, and you haven't necessarily settled on one particular way of thinking. Now, I also feel that some of the things that are happening to you right now are past life related, relationships, as well as your spirituality. You're a light worker, of course, and you've had some decisions that you've had to face in other lifetimes, and some of the fear that you feel right now is bringing up old situations, old karma, where you've had to make decisions and you maybe feel like if you make the wrong decision that you might be again persecuted, or you might have to go through what you've gone through before. I feel this pain in your heart as you're talking, right, as I'm talking to you right now. There's been some suffering, there's some things. Archangel Raphael, and where he's working with you right now, and we're actually clearing some debris in your heart chakra, okay? So he's just kind of like, it's like this broom or something. He's like brushing away the pain in your heart, because there's a huge part of you that feels very lonely. And I don't mean like lonely romantic-wise, but lonely like in your soul, as if like there's people who don't quite understand you. And I can relate to that feeling, because I felt that many times in my life as well. And again, that's some of this comes from past life stuff as well. So I just sharing with you like what comes through me, okay? I'm going to get to your question about this particular relationship, but there's things that the angels wanted to say. They're telling you not to worry. They're telling you that you're never alone. They do hear your prayers. There's something about arguments that they're telling me is that this is going to fade away. Okay, I just heard the word arguments. You know, I don't know why. Just go with what comes through. Give me just a moment. Tap on deeper on that. What do you mean arguments?
I understand what that means. It's not relationship romantically. That's something else. But I understand what that means. Yeah.
Okay. It's just like they're saying arguments. I'm like, okay, arguments. There's like somewhat of a need. Like people aren't agreeing with you. People don't understand you. And I think you've always been a very independent person, where you're just like, I don't really care what you think about me, basically. You know, like I'm going to do my thing.
Yeah.
And that's frustrating for people who are just, they're not on the same frequency as you. You know what I'm saying? Like that's kind of what I get as I'm talking to you. Okay, so I'm getting some other messages here. It's saying that schooling, studying, education will help your life purpose, will help you to move forward. And so it seems like the angels are really wanting you to know about, you know, getting some more information about something, like getting some, like going to school about a particular thing, or just studying something that you've been wanting to go into. I feel like you've been wanting to go into this direction. You've had lifetimes where you've been like this wizard kind of person, where you're just really are into like the magical kind of things, like the magic I see, like, you know, the mystical sides of it. And they're wanting you to pursue that, but I think there's a part of you that's afraid because there's some dark areas around that. But you don't have to worry, is what they're telling me. That's okay to let go. It's okay to take those classes, get those courses, because that will help you to move more forward on with what it is that you want. So let me get more specific guidance about your relationship, because that's exactly what you called upon. They always want to say what you need to hear, even though you're asking about relationship. They're like, this is what they need. They need you to hear about some type of schooling or getting some more education. You're in a process of learning, is really what it's all about, and that's even with this relationship. So let me just think more about this relationship that you're in. Okay, and I'm feeling the energy. It feels very good to me, Mike. Like, the relationship feels very good. Like, I'm just going with my intuitive feeling says there's a lot of love there. There's a lot of joy, and it feels like you have a relationship from another lifetime. There's a soul type of relationship. Well, all relationships are soul relationships. But with this one in particular, it feels like there's an instant knowing. You know, when you guys are together, it feels like there's an instant knowing. Okay, so I drew some cards related to your question, and the card that comes up, it says, to help heal the situation, see the other person's point of view with compassion. Not everybody is going to see things the way that you see things. And it's important to have compassion and to have some empathy and try to understand this other person's point of view. If you could see the picture, it shows like there's a sad person like kind of crying, and there's another person next to this crying person trying to understand, it feels like, you know, like this person is maybe a little younger than you and maybe doesn't have as much life experience as you, and that's can be frustrating for you at times because you're more mature in that sense. And not just in terms of this lifetime, but also in terms of the spiritual evolution. You know, you're almost like a teacher in a sense, and I think that you're a mentor in a way for this person as well. And it's just the angels are saying, see this other person's point of view. You know, what is this other...
Like, it might be the other way around in what you're saying. I don't mean to interrupt you or cut you off. But
no,
that's
okay.
I think it may be the other way around in what you're saying, because I'm trying to come from the point of view of, like, understanding the other person, but I guess just recently... I mean, I know the other person's busy, but yet there's, like, limited contact, and then that starts to get me thinking, and not in the most positive way, if that makes sense.
Oh, it totally makes sense. It's just kind of like exactly what I was saying at the beginning of the show, is that it's important for you to just let go of the situation a little bit, you know, and not try to control the outcome so much, you know, to just trust that if you're coming from a place in your heart, and not, you can come from your head, you can come from your ego, or you can come from your heart and what your soul is saying. And if you're coming from that space, then everything will work out in a way that's for the highest good for everybody. You know, it doesn't mean that you might stay together in a relationship, but it'll work out in the highest good for all. But if you're coming from a place of your mind and your ego and anything along those lines, then it's gonna create exactly what you're putting out there. So it just seems to me like the messages for you today, Mike, are just to get some more information. They want you to do some type of schooling of some type. It's all about getting compassion from the other person's point of view. So you're right, it could be from both perspectives. But I asked specifically about you, so the message is saying, you know, understand the other person's point of view from some perspective. There's also some other messages that came out, because I drew a couple more cards. And there's a message about teaching here, and that there's a great deal of learning and schooling. That it's like the message about teaching comes up again. And also communication, okay? And insecurities, not letting insecurities hold you back from communicating what you truly feel, or even vice versa, and allowing the other person to communicate. It's having that open communication so that you can be clear, and knowing that, you know, if it doesn't work itself out, you know, because we all have free will, and there's infinite possibilities, you know, and if it doesn't work out, that doesn't mean that you can't have the relationship of your dreams, though. It's just everything is a learning opportunity for you, so you can create what it is that you desire. So I'm just telling you what's coming through right now. They're just saying some type of schooling or some type of education, and having compassion and respect for the other person's point of view. That's what's coming through for me right now, Mike.
Okay, great. Thank you very much.
Okay.
That was all very,
you're welcome.
Very helpful.
Okay.
Thank you.
I hope you have a wonderful weekend.
You too. Thank you.
You're welcome. All right. Bye-bye. It's interesting, guys, because that's when I do readings, and actually any intuitive will tell you this, and when you do readings, you know, you get impressions, and it's just the impressions that come through me. I'm just one person, just like, you know, when you read the Bible, how many books of the Bible are there? There's like 20 books or something, 5 Gospels. Each person wrote their own perspective of what happened. There's channels, and that's what happens when you give readings. It's like what needs to come forth oftentimes does, but it's important to remember that, you know, the future cannot be predicted with 100% accuracy as well, because you have free will. So just keep that in perspective when you get any type of intuitive reading, that what comes through is what's coming through the person that's connecting with you for what you need to hear. So the angels are wanting me to go to someone calling from 928. You've been on hold for quite a while. I'm going to get you on the line here. Hello, welcome to the show. How are you? Can you hear me?
Hi. Yes, I'm good.
Hi. Thank you so much for being on hold. I know you've been holding for quite a while. Can I get your name?
Elfina.
What is it?
Elfina.
Elfina?
Yes.
How can I help you today? What can I do for you?
I'm actually just wanting messages from the angels on my current situation.
Uh-huh. Okay. Absolutely. That sounds... it feels to me like it's like some type of health-related issue. Is that correct?
Yes.
Okay. I just going with intuitively, like I said, intuitively what I feel. They want me to reiterate the message that I said at the beginning of the show. And
yeah,
the message
the thing
was,
that caught my attention.
Yeah. It's divine intervention. And what it's saying is that, you know, if there's a specific person involved, they do hear your prayers. If it's about yourself, they are working behind the scenes to create miracles for you. I feel like it's been difficult, it's been frustrating, but I'm feeling like in the next month or two, things are going to improve a lot. This is just my intuitive sense. There's what's happening to you. There's a lot of things that you're letting go of, and it's been really hard. It's been really frustrating for you. Old ways of being in the world, old, you know, toxic people, toxic food, toxic relationships, toxic whatever it is, there's things that you've been specifically guided and you've been taking the risk to do that is what I feel. But that can be hard sometimes because it feels like, well, we look back like, well, what if I made a different decision? And what if I stayed here and stayed in my safe space? And if you're listening to your intuitive sense, your intuitive guidance, you're always going to be guided in the highest vibration and the highest love. So it's important to remember that. So let me get some specific guidance for you, Alfina, and what they would like you to know right now. They're showing me a foot for some reason. So I don't know if that could be a couple of things. It could be like there's this health issue is related to a foot, or a foot could also mean like moving forward, like, you know, like taking steps to move forward. Just that's what's coming through. They're showing me a foot for some reason. The message that comes forward from, okay, I drew a card for you. It's saying, it's all about forgiveness. Forgiveness. Forgiveness, and this is important for everybody. Forgiveness doesn't mean that you're saying what a person did was right. It doesn't mean that, you know, your actions were correct. Forgiveness means that for my soul, for my evolution, I choose to release this from me. It doesn't mean that you're giving a person permission to be a bad person or to, you know, to what they did was right. I think a lot of people struggle with that, with forgiveness. And the cards come up saying it's important for you to have some forgiveness right now, because if you don't forgive, even if it's towards yourself, that toxic energy stays in your body, it stays in your mind, and it can create illness, it creates disease, and it can create many, many things. A lot of disease and a lot of illness is created from lack of forgiveness. You know, a lot of people who have, when they're children, and if they've had abusive childhood, and if they don't forgive, it can create a lot of problems in their life. So the angels are coming and they're saying, forgive yourself for anything that you think you did wrong. Forgive anyone else that may have affected you in any kind of way. Although something may seem unforgivable, it's important to purge yourself of any kinds of toxic emotions. And this is the message that's coming through. They're saying, I'm hearing the word compassion for others. And particularly, I feel like there's a mother figure of some type involved. They're telling me to tell you that this person did the best that she could do when she was raising you. It's just, you can only give what you've been given. You know, you know what I'm saying? You there?
Yeah.
Okay. I think that a lot of people sometimes blame, you know, parental figures for, oh, you should have done this and you should have done that and that. And yeah, in many aspects, but it's about, you know, they can only give what their parents gave them and what they've known in the world. And on a deeper metaphysical level, it's hard for people to understand sometimes that we choose our parents when we're born. It's like we have this idea as a soul, well, I would like to have this particular experience. I want these particular types of parents, this particular kind of life, so that I can learn these particular lessons as a soul. And some of them are past life, you know, and in healing karmic, and sometimes it's not. Sometimes it's just we choose these situations. But there's a good deal of forgiveness. Forgiveness will help in many ways, and I feel like that's the message. I feel like when I talk about forgiveness, it makes you feel relaxed. It's like, oh, that makes sense. You know, that makes sense. There's things that are going to improve for you in the next couple of weeks and months ahead. You've been asking for signs from the angels, and they are giving you signs. Just keep paying attention to those signs.
I've actually have been coming across a lot of, like, dimes
and death.
No, like dimes, like,
oh,
yeah,
dimes,
like 10
cents. I thought you said,
like,
dying. I'm
yeah,
sorry.
Not pennies.
Oh wow, yeah, those are, yeah, that's a great, a lot of times when you ask the angels for signs, they will give you money, but like money from pennies from heaven or dimes from heaven, or, you know, you'll see clouds that are shaped like angels or feathers a lot of times. So you're seeing lots of signs. Yeah, just continue to pay attention to the signs that you're given, because they are guiding you. They are guiding you. They want me to go to Archangel Michael, and because I want Archangel Michael, I'm asking him to be near you.
That's another funny thing. I'm not sure if I dreamt about him or not.
Mm-hmm. Well, what do you think? It's really about what you feel. If you think that that's the case, then I say go for it. He's telling
me that you doubt yourself.
Yeah, you doubt yourself is what it is. The dimes are clearly a sign. You're so sensitive, honey. Like, you're so super sensitive. That's really what's going on. And you're like, sometimes like a sponge, like you take on other people's stuff. And that's what you're really learning right now is how to move forward and how to let go and not be so overwhelmed. And that's why the forgiveness helps, because the forgiveness forgives yourself, because there's part of you that's like, oh, I should know better. I should know how to do this by now, you know? But there's all of life. We're constantly learning. We're constantly learning. And Archangel Michael, what Archangel Michael can do, if you ask him to be with you permanently, you can, and ask him to shield you, you know, to please shield me from other people's energies so that I can be courageous and move forward with my life purpose. Because you're so super sensitive and you're so sweet, and you do work a lot with the elemental kingdom too. I see an interest in unicorns with you for some reason. There's like a unicorn type of thing. It's not always understood. But I work with Archangel Michael every day, and I ask him to clear my space, to give me strength. You know, because it's really easy to get caught up in those negative thoughts. So if you feel like you've been he's already been working with you, but what he wants you to do is call upon him for strength right now. He wants you to, in your mind, just ask him to give you strength to move forward so that you can walk through this and feel empowered. And he's already there with you right now. I feel it. And you feel it. And like, because it's your energy just shifted to where you feel like, yes, I feel empowered. I feel empowered. And he wants to give you a message. So I'm going to actually draw a card from Michael's cards here. Give me a second. He wants you to know. Okay, so two cards, actually. I love this card. So it says, focus upon divine and perfect health. And there's a prayer, so we're going to say it. It says, Dear God and Archangel Michael, thank you for continuously reminding me to focus on my perfect health and for guiding my actions so that they support my well-being. It's like I said at the beginning of the show, that healing happens in the now moment. And if we focus on perfect health and perfect wealth and all those things, that's what must manifest. But sometimes our thoughts are not there. We focus on the negative things. You know, what's wrong with the world, or the people have harmed us, or this, you know, all those things. Like, and we don't need to do that. We don't need to put our energy, because when we do put our energy into that, it's like the universe attracts more of that to you. It's like a magnet. And you want to put out like a frequency, like an antenna into the world of all the things that you want. Right now I'm in perfect health. Right now I am happy. Right now I forgive. You know, all those things. And that's going to attract more of that to you and just help you to move forward with your life purpose. That's really what it's about. It's moving forward with your life. This is all about you figuring out your life purpose is what I feel. And that's exactly what Archangel Michael wanted to know. So does this all make sense to you?
Yes, it does. And what is the name of the card?
It's from Doreen Virtue's Archangel Michael deck, and it says focus upon divine and perfect health. I can send you a picture if you want. If you want to send me an email, it's ron@ascensionmagic.com. You just send me an email, and I'll shoot you an image of the cards that I drew for you, because it has a little prayer at the bottom, so I can send it to you.
Okay, it's ron@ascensionmagic.com?
Uh-huh. Yep.
Okay.
Does that sound good?
Yes, it does.
Okay, Alfina. Well, I want to thank you for calling in, and just know that I'm going to continue to ask the angels to send you healing and Archangel Michael to help you keep moving forward so that you can do what you're here to do. So just keep moving forward.
Okay, thank you so much.
You're very welcome. All right. Bye-bye.
Bye.
All right. Oh, where do I go next, angels? Oh, I got so many calls. I'm so excited. I got these calls coming in. How about 814? Let's get you on the line here. Can you hear me?
Yeah, hello. This is Greg from Pennsylvania.
Hi, Greg. Thank you for calling into the show today. What can I do for you?
Well, just recently, I went through a really rough time.
Mm-hmm.
And a lot of what was happening was, it was though I was being pulled out of my personal space and into some kind of war that was going on in the atmosphere. It seems to happen off and on, but I found myself kind of exhausted, and it was so intense to where I wouldn't consider myself an overly fearful person, but for a few days it set in strong, and I was just shaking it off a couple of days ago. So my question had to do with, I'll do a lot of prayer, meditation, and work like that, and I'm always wondering if I have any cords or something attached to me that's creating a situation where I'm being pulled out of my space, or, you know, as though you're working, you're developing all this energy, and it's like you intend to use that energy for good purposes, but to create your own space so you can contain more energy and then really help people. And it's like you're being pulled out and drained off. And, I mean, it's a major issue.
Okay, there's a couple of things that I'm seeing. As you're talking, I'm seeing, like, lightning bolts. Okay, so it's interesting. It's, like, big, bright lightning bolts, which, like, if you think of, like, a tall building, like the Empire State Building, it's going to attract lightning, right, because it's the tallest building around. So, in a sense, I think the lightning is almost like you're putting yourself out there, like, your energy is, like, woo, and it's, like, attracting different frequencies to you. But as you were talking, I was feeling like maybe you don't ground yourself enough. Do you ground a lot, or are you just putting your energy out there?
With meditation, I'll try to ground, but I know that, when I think about, when I think about grounding now, I'm thinking about more better relationships and things like that, and because of the work that I'm doing, I've kind of hit it for a while because it's. Between it's spiritual and it's also, I believe I have some financial guides. The spirit has been giving me visions about the economy for a very long time. And the issue is there's always been enough turbulence to where I'm not getting it down to the point where it can be used to develop charities and the things that God's called me to do. I mean, I could tell
you. Well, let me tell you what I'm feeling, Greg.
Yeah.
I feel like you're being way too hard on yourself when you're putting so much pressure on yourself, and that's what's creating blocks in your life, is that you're putting too much pressure on yourself. You need to allow your things to naturally happen and know that if you feel guided to do something, then that's when you want to act on it, okay? But when I want to talk back to you about the grounding thing and the lightning's coming back again, does that... When you know, like lightning comes into like an antenna, but then it grounds into the ground. And what I mean by grounding, it's like it's not just like, you know, like, okay, my knees are taken care of and I got a safe, stable relationship. Like that's definitely grounding in a sense. But I'm talking about like, you know, if you imagine, you know, a lightning rod has a like a cord, so to speak, that goes really deep into the center of the earth, so that the energy goes through it, but then the earth, like, takes it up. Like, Mother Earth is sort of like an attractor that will just take everything away. And I feel like, you know, like, you're not always present on planet Earth, you know? Like, and this is something that a lot of people struggle with, and it's something that I've had to constantly do myself. You know, there's things that can affect your ability to stay grounded. You know, some of that is your thoughts, because you think about the things you could be doing in the future, you think about the past, you're not staying in the present moment, and that definitely helps you, it doesn't help, but it adds to the not being grounded, because you're not in this moment. You have to remember that time's an illusion, and there's infinite timelines, right? I think you know that. And that your things about the economy and all these things, that's one possibility in an infinite sea of possibilities. There's infinite things that could possibly happen. You know, like, we can make different choices as a collective. You can make different choices as an individual. There's different possibilities. We all get images and visions. I get images and visions all the time. Sometimes they happen, sometimes they don't, you know. But it's important for you to try to stay in this present moment. So what could work for you is to, when you go outside, you know, first have bare feet on the ground as much as you possibly can. And I feel like you can be really good at connecting with the trees and the forest. It's something that it's part of your past, like, and I mean like past life stuff. Like, it's part of, important to you. Put your feet barefoot on the ground. And what you do is you just visualize yourself like a tree and send roots out the feet deep, deep down into the ground. And you're like a tree, and you just send all your energy just down. It's like, you know? And what you got to work on is balancing the balance between pulling in that cosmic energy out there, that like spiritual stuff, and then pulling up the earth energy. You see what I'm saying?
Okay.
So it's just finding that balance. And I think that will help you, so you're not so, it'll also help you with your boundaries. Because if you're so out there, out of your body, then it does open up the space where, you know, people can, you know, come in. But a lot of it too, I'm going to tell you, I don't feel like in general that this is my personal belief now, that people are bad. Like, I don't think that souls and spirits are, we're all connected to divine light or divine love. Now, that doesn't mean that you can't choose that, right? Like, what I'm saying is, like, deep down inside of every single person, there's a spark of divine light. How that gets expressed, that's up to that individual soul, right? So, if you understand that we're all divine sparks of light, and you also understand that whatever thought you put out there in the universe, you're going to attract to yourself. So if you're expecting that, you know, like, oh, I'm going to be in these battles and I'm going to have this weird energy, like, that's exactly what's going to happen, because that's your expectation of it. That's kind of what I'm trying to say. That There can be people or spirits or whatever that can intrude upon your space if you're in the space to let them come in. That's what I'm trying to say. So you are putting out the thought out there in the universe that this is going to happen, it always happens to me, and I don't know how to deal with it, and that's exactly what happens to you. Does that make sense?
Yeah. Yeah. I've been trying to shift gears.
Because I can relate. I can totally relate to what you're saying, because it creates blocks. It creates fears, because instead of you going out there in meditation and really connecting with the divine, you have a fear in your mind that, oh, I'm going to encounter these bad things and this bad, and then that shuts off the flow, and it puts you in a different vibration. Do you understand what I mean? Like, because I do the same thing.
Yeah,
I do that. Like,
exactly.
I get the fear in, and I'm like, oh. But you have to come back and take a step back. That's why I like working with the angels, personally. I got to tell you, I never used to work with the angels, and I didn't. And the angels are non-denominational. You don't have to be any particular faith or anything. They're very, very, very high frequency, and they're messengers of God, of the source of all things. So, you know, Archangel Michael is the protector. So when you do your meditation work, and when you're out there and you're doing, you want to call upon Archangel Michael to be with you. He will shield you. He has like a shield and a sword of light, and he'll protect you. And as long as you set that intention out and are open to that, you don't have to worry. I feel like he wants to work with you now. He wants to clear away some of the things that are in your auric field, and you could do this every day. You want to call upon Archangel Michael. He's got a sword of light, and his sword of light, just imagine it. And ask him in your mind to cut cords of anything in your aura that's like connecting you to any fears you might have. And we're going to ask him to vacuum you up from fear. He's got like a vacuum cleaner that's vacuuming up the fear that's in your body, in your mind, in your soul. And I feel some of this comes in your solar plexus area too. There's some issues, some things in your solar plexus. It's giving away your power, basically. So that's where it is.
Yeah.
So we're going to ask, Michael's continuing to clear that. We're asking Metatron to, Archangel Metatron will help to balance your chakras out. And I'm seeing like divine golden sparks of light coming down into your head. It's like I'm seeing like bright gold. It's like showers of sparks of divine gold coming into you. And it's clearing you. And there's, that's this beautiful deep blue around you and this beautiful gold. It's Archangel Michael's colors. And you can surround yourself in these colors. I don't know if you see what I'm seeing, but I'm seeing like this deep blue and this gold, like those are the colors that are around you. And that's Archangel Michael's. And he will cut the cords. Okay, there's a cord in your solar plexus right now. It's like in your belly button. I really feel it. Okay, and if you're ready to release this, if you're ready to let this go, okay, to take back your power, not give it away, just give it up to Archangel Michael and ask him to cut that cord and to remove it. It's almost like it's like a placenta or something. It's weird. It's huge. It's like he's cutting it out. He's getting rid of it. And he's giving you the courage to move forward. if you allow him to help you get you the strength to do what you need to do. Because I, what I'm feeling with you is that the reason why you you get out there in these other realities is because you exist in all those realities. You know, we all do. And I get like this too. And it's part of why you're here, you know, is because you're bringing some of that stuff from those other realities to our reality to heal it. It's like you volunteer for that, right? But it gets frustrating because in those other realities, it's like things manifest so quickly and it's like there's healing. But in our plane, in our existence of Earth, there's so much chaos and so much, you know, drama. And it's like it's tough for light workers. It's very frustrating.
Yeah.
You know, what's that? What are you saying?
I've been working. That's one of the reasons why I've been working on finance so much. Just because sometimes you have to develop something completely new to get it on the air.
Yeah.
So that's a major issue I've had.
You just need to forgive yourself. You need to understand that you're doing the best you can with what you've been given. And you need to, you don't need to, but what would help for you is to work more with the angels and stay in the present moment. Stay in the present moment and know that you are doing what you're here to do. You are hearing the angels. You are, a light worker and all those things. But just work on grounding and having clear boundaries for yourself. Just literally put it out there and say, I only accept this in my life. You know, like whatever that is, if it's a certain kind of people, I only allow people in my life that are of the highest vibration. I only allow spirits in my space that are of the highest vibration. Whatever that is, put out that intention and don't accept anything but the best, anything but the less, anything less than that. You don't want to accept that. That's what I feel like is the message is for you today.
That's right on.
Yeah.
I needed to hear it
again. Yeah. Well, just don't be so hard on yourself, Greg. You know, like you're doing the best you can. That's all you can do. Like, forgive yourself, you know, like let the pain go in your heart. Because you feel like you have to get it right. You don't have to get it right.
I know, you know I woke up in the middle of the night a few times, and I got the word that I was getting too many downloads pulling in. And, what happens is I pick up on things that are going wrong in the world.
Yep.
Recently I kept waking up and hearing the words like the Taliban were on the move again. And it's like,
oh wow.
You know, it's like, send the white light and pray for protection, you know, so you're trying to
I understand, Mike, because I get those feelings too. And, you know, part of it too, this is my personal perspective, is that because the realities are being so blurred and because we're multidimensional beings, you're actually connected to some other reality at the same time you're connected to this one. You know, like, it's true. Like, I kind of feel that same way. But when I get those feelings of things going on in the world, that's when I know this is what I do. And you can connect too. I reach out in my mind to all the light workers on the planet, and I hold hands with them. And I make my intention that all the light workers, we are circling the planet, and we are healing it. I see the planet like almost like lifting up to like another reality, almost like I'm pushing it up into another reality so that denser vibration doesn't happen. And you could do that because there's so many spirits and help. You could definitely do that. And then don't come from a place of fear, though, when you do that. Come from a place of, you know, I'm coming from a place of love. This is why I'm here. And that's it, you know.
Okay.
I keep hearing to, you know, forgive yourself because you've done a lot of good in the world. And, you know, it's tough because you're a multidimensional being and you're aware of all these other realities. I completely understand. Trust me, I get it.
Yeah.
That's why you have to
ground.
I'll
write that down,
like,
though. That meditation, I'll plug that in. Thank you.
You're welcome. So just work on grounding a little bit. You know, forgive yourself and know that you're doing the best you can with what you got. And that's all.
Yeah, thank you. It really helped.
You're very welcome, Greg. Okay.
Bless you.
Have a good weekend.
You too.
All right. Bye-bye. All right. So where do I go next? Let's go to, I don't think I got to 917. I'm going to go to 917. I'd like to get you on the line. Hi, can you hear me?
Yes, I can. Thank you for your wisdom. Your show is awesome.
Oh, thank you.
We're learning
so
much.
Can I get your name?
I'm like, oh, my God. Oh, my name is Tina.
Hi, Tina. What can I do for you?
I wanted to ask about my relationship with my boyfriend, Sean, and anything else that Spirit has for me.
Okay.
Thank you.
Sounds good. You're absolutely welcome. Sounds good. Okay, so this is interesting, but I want to work with a deck of cards that I have called the Unicorns, like the Magical Unicorns. I feel like they want to connect with you for some reason.
Great.
So we're gonna, because you have that. Well, you're a very aware person, so you're very aware, very wise. But I feel like a common message for all my callers, and you included, is that sometimes you tend to doubt yourself and give your power away.
Oh.
You know, like you know inside your mind and your heart what the right thing is to do, but you doubt it. And sometimes that gets you in trouble because you're not listening to your inner wisdom, because you are very wise. And
thank
I think
you.
you're aware of that. So that's just something that's coming through before I even get a card for you. So let me connect with Tina and Sean.
Yeah, that's what they have to say
together.
About the amazing Sean.
It feels like it's been a while that you guys have been together.
6 months.
Okay. I guess, well, in some relationships that can be a long time. Some people are in and out of relationships, right?
Oh,
it depends
no,
on the
not
person.
Me. Yeah.
Not you, but some people, it's like, you know, it's like, man, every week they have another person, right? I mean, you know what I'm saying? Okay, so
yes.
I drew a card for you, hon, and here's what it says. It says, relax. Everything's going to be okay. Don't worry. It's all going to be fine, because I even got the feeling that that's why I felt that you guys were together for so long, because it feels like a pretty good match to me. It feels like
yes.
a lot of understanding. There's a lot of just, you're really on the same level. Like, it really feels like your energies are very, very similar. And
yes.
There doesn't feel like there's very much conflict at all. It feels like this could be like the relationship you've always wanted. It's what my intuition is telling me. Just listen
yes.
to what your own heart is saying. Listen to what your own feelings are telling you.
Yes, it's very peaceful. It is.
Yeah, it just feels really good. And it feels like, you know, in the next, you know, 6 months to a year, it could even be on a whole different level. It's just letting it take its course. It's like, it feels like a true romance. It really does. There's nothing negative that I'm getting about it.
Yes, well, he was just, he was recently divorced, and he was moving really fast. As soon as we started talking, like within the first week, he was like, let's move in together. You know, he's like, you're going to be my wife. I'm like, wait a minute, I know I'm beautiful now. Hold the door down. You know, I'm doing crunches and spraying perfume and lipstick while he's talking. Like, I know I'm beautiful. And he said, so then he says, let's have a child. He was like, if we were intimate, because I've been absent for 2 years. So he was like, and we were intimate, would you have a child? You know, you became pregnant, would you have a child? And I said, yeah, but I love children. He's like, okay, we're going to do it tonight. He said a pregnancy date. I did not show
what?
Up. So I was like, wait. I was like, my
okay.
energy is too clear. Like, this is, I was like, I am sort of like perfume in the spirit realm. Like, okay. I'm like, I
That's
love
funny.
St. Michael.
That is so funny. Yeah, so funny.
Yeah, so then
yeah,
I slowed him down. So he just became quiet. And I just wondered if I hurt his feelings a little bit.
Oh, I get what you're saying. I don't think
yeah.
so. I don't feel like that. I think that it's just, you are true to yourself, and I think you need to do that. I think he respects you, you know. I think
okay.
he understands that you know, you're just being yourself, and there feels like there's no disrespect. It doesn't feel like any kind of, it just, everything's happening in divine timing. It's exactly what the message is for you. Everything's going to be okay.
Oh.
There can still be a children, there can still be a wedding, all those things, but in the time that it's supposed to happen, in the divine timing, when you're both ready
okay.
for it. No, it's got to be
yes.
two-sided, of course, right? And it can happen. It's just when you're both are ready for it. There's nothing you need to worry about. I think that's just, you know, I think it's all in your head.
Okay, yeah, I just didn't feel comfortable with the divorce part. I was like, wait, listen, I'm spiritual. I'm not a homewrecker. What is going on here? Like, I don't want to be a part of that. But you're right, we are on the same level. So, you know,
yeah.
Spiritually, we did connect because we had done the work. So it was just, I just didn't
yeah.
want to be involved in that. I'm like, I'm too
There's
spiritual
a good connection. Just give it time, you know, and just continue to move forward and flow like water, you know, like just kind of go with the flow a little bit and know that it'll take its course. There's nothing you need to worry about.
Uh-oh, you're smooth like Shua, too. What's your cell phone number? I'm going to call you later. I'm messing with you, but that's why he doesn't want me talking to people like, she is a flirt.
Oh, you're
yes,
funny.
I
well, I, unfortunately, honey, I would love to give you my number, but I'm married to a man. I'm serious.
Okay.
I'm for real. I'm married to a man.
Okay.
I've been married for a year. So
congratulations.
Yeah, I'm happy, you know, that, you know, like, gay marriage is more accepted now than it used to be.
Yes.
Aww. You know, people need to put their love out there and just be happy with that, you know? Like, love is love, you know?
Yes. Oh, you're a beautiful soul. Thank you.
Oh, well, thank you, honey. I like
your
energy.
You don't see the X, so stay. Oh, I am hilarious. And that's why I
know,
have to
I
stay
love
in the
you. You're cracking me up. Oh, my God.
I'm busy, like, for no reason. So it didn't be the
okay.
first one. Busy for no reason. So, and the ex, you don't see her trying to do anything. I don't think she was too happy with the
divorce.
Well,
do you want her to do anything?
No, I just didn't want her to do anything.
Are you going to put that intention out there to make that happen?
No, not at all. They'll cancel that out.
Okay, there you go.
Not at all.
You don't want to. You don't even want to put any kind of thoughts into that, because if you put a thought out there, then you're more like you're like going to create that for yourself. You don't
want
to create that, right?
Oh, no, we don't want that. No, not at all.
Don't even think about it. Don't even put your energy into that. Just be like, girl, Sean, it's mine, okay? Oh, you are
okay,
so funny. You're cracking me up.
Yes, I have free comedy. Call me if you ever need free comedy, okay? Thank you so much. Bless
you. Oh, you're welcome,
you.
Tina. Okay, I hope you have a good weekend.
Thank you. Bye.
All right. Bye-bye. Okay, let's go to another call. I got some time for a few more calls. I'm trying to see who I've already talked to, have I not talked to. We talked to you already. Let's go to 204. I don't think I got you on the line already. Hi, welcome to the show. How are you? Can you hear me?
I think so, yeah.
Oh, you're really soft, honey. I can barely hear you.
Is that better?
Oh, much better. There you are.
Okay. Hi. I had a question. Well, I wanted to know about my relationship. It's been kind of rocky lately.
Okay. A lot
yeah.
of relationship questions today. Nothing wrong with that. Can I get your name?
It's Pilar.
Pilar?
Mm-hmm.
Ooh, I like that name. It's cool.
Thank you.
Yeah. It feels like you're in a really sad place right now. Like, it feels like you have a lot of doubt about things in your life, not just relationships, but just other aspects of your life, you know, like career and health and finances. It feels like there's a lot of worry and doubt with you. Is it all right if I do some angel clearing with you and just kind of clear away
sure.
some of the thing? Okay, because I just feel like there's some lingering, like, negative energy around you that I want to just ask the angels to help you clear. So I'm going to work with Archangel Michael, and I'm going to ask him to just come near you. Okay. And he's standing right in front of you. And we're going to just clear away some cords that are affecting you, and he's clearing away your energy field a little bit. Okay. A lot of this energy is from this other person that you're asking about. I feel like there is... there's a lot of negative energy, like, that I'm feeling, that I'm sensing. Like, and what you really want to do is keep working with Archangel Michael to shield your energy. Like, I'm seeing a lot of gold around you now, which is a good shield. I got to say, like, my impressions of this other person, there feels a lot of negativity here. It feels like there's not, this person is not always respecting you for who you are as a soul, and doesn't understand you. But what's happening is that, and this happens a lot, is that, you know, we intimately get involved, you know, like physically, like sexually or whatever. It keeps us connected with that person, but deep down inside in our heart and soul, we realize that this may not be the person that we really want to be with. But yet we go and we engage in other types of activities because that's what we feel comfortable with, or there's a connection on that level, but not necessarily on another level. Do you know what I'm saying?
Sort of. I'm not
yeah.
really sure if that applies to this relationship.
Right. I get what you're saying. Okay. I just kind of want to clear away, keep clearing away some of the negative energy that's around you. Can I get your partner's name, if you don't mind?
Adam.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So let me just kind of intuitively... I'm just kind of tapping into the energy and to kind of feel... It feels sometimes, and this is what my impressions were, was that sometimes he's in a different vibrational place than you, you know, like in terms of spirituality, you know what I'm saying? Like I'm just trying to feel his energy. He feels like more like kind of peaceful sometimes and feels really like he can connect to this high place. And maybe sometimes you're not on that same level and it can create some discord in the relationship, and it can create where it's like, you want to be at that same place, but maybe you're not at that same vibrational place. It's like, I'm just kind of feeling like overall my impressions are, and honestly, it just feels like there's a lot of disconnect and a lot of discord. That's just what my impressions are saying. That doesn't mean that the relationship can't work. It doesn't mean that you can't be in a relationship. It's just the impressions that are coming through me, what I'm feeling personally, and that's kind of what I'm feeling. There's just a lot of discord, and there's some negative things around, and I don't know what it's from or where it's from. It could be friends around you guys. It could be just arguments. It could be past life stuff, possibly. I'm just sharing with you what my impressions are, and that's what's coming through me right now. Let me see if I can give you a message. I'm going to use some romance cards here. I got some cards about romance.
Excellent.
And I'm going to ask for a message about your relationship. So give me just a moment. I'm going to think about it. Just one moment. Okay. Now, this is interesting. So I'm thinking about you and your partner, and there's two cards that came out, and it's really interesting because it says, the first one says wedding, and the second one says engagement, which is, they're both kind of related. So it's interesting because, like I said, because my impressions were felt one thing, but the cards are saying something else. So Do you want to be in this relationship? Does it bring you happiness? Does it bring you joy?
He's moody.
I mean, because that's really what the question is. It's like,
and
does it bring you?
When he's happy with me and he's on, it's wonderful. But when he's moody, he becomes inconsolable, and you know, nothing seems to have any value to him. You know, he gets these mood swings. And then, you know, there is negativity around us from his friends because he complains about us to his friends. And
got it.
We're separated by physical distance.
I see.
And that makes it really hard on the relationship. And he's got major abandonment issues, so I'm fighting through those.
Got it.
And
that makes
sense.
We
also have a 2-year-old son. And
I see.
I'm putting more effort into this relationship than I probably would normally
because I
want it to work for our son, because it can work. We personality-wise, we fit together quite well.
Mm-hmm.
If we could just get his mood stabilized.
But you know what? You don't deserve to settle, though. I mean, this is just my personal advice.
Mm-hmm.
If it doesn't make you happy, then you don't need to settle for that. You know, your child's going to be fine. You're going to love the child, and your partner Adam's going to love the child. That's never going to be an issue. There's going to be love for the child, but you have to love yourself. You know, love yourself enough to say, you know what, I deserve to be happy and be with. If there's a part of it that doesn't make you happy in any way whatsoever, and especially if it's a major thing, like it sounds like it's a major thing. You have the distance, you have the mood swings and stuff. you know, your intuition will speak to you and will tell you what you already know is true. And if you listen to it, you'll be guided to what makes you truly happy. Because sometimes we get our feelings mixed up with what our head is saying. You know, like your head says one thing, like, and I think that's your head speaking and saying, you know, we can make this work, but it doesn't seem like your intuition and your heart is really saying the same thing. It seems like that's more of a mental thing than it is of a feeling thing. I mean, that's just my impression.
Mm-hmm.
But the thing is, you have free will, and you could choose whatever you want to choose. I think the angels are just guiding you to choose what brings you the most joy, choose what brings you the most love. Love yourself enough to choose what brings you the most joy, whatever that is. And you can ask for assistance on that. You can just ask the angels for a sign. We can do that right now. We'll say, okay, let's do it. Okay, we're going to ask the angels, your guardian angels and Archangel Michael, to give you a sign to help you to move forward on the path that's going to bring you the highest joy and the highest light for everyone involved. Please help Pilar to clearly understand the messages she's getting and to take action, not to be afraid when she gets the answer. And that's all you need to do is just get out of the way and trust. Believe me, you'll get an answer. It could be anything. You'll be listening to a talk show. You'll be watching TV. You'll be talking amongst your friends. You'll be like, what the heck? It'll come out of nowhere. And you'll just know, like, that's your answer. And go with that. And just trust that. Trust that. And know that you can never make a wrong decision. It's just cause and effect. There's no judgment. There's no right or wrong in that sense of making a wrong choice. It's just a choice. And I say, since you can choose the one that brings you the most joy, the most love, whatever that is. Does that make sense to you?
Yes, completely. So the cards you pulled were wedding and engagement?
Yeah, isn't that weird? Like, I pulled wedding and engagement. So perhaps, I'm trying to figure why that came out. It says this situation involves marriage, involves engagement. So maybe that's just where it could possibly go, because that was what your thoughts were putting out there. You know, I want to make this work. I want to make it work for our son and everything. It's just
mm-hmm.
a possibility. It's just a possibility of it. I mean, of course, anything's possible. It can definitely happen. You can get married. You can get engaged. But, you know, sometimes the cards are sort of symbolic as well. Like
mm-hmm.
a wedding could be like, not like a physical wedding, but like you're married to each other in a sense that your energies, you know, like you're affecting each other, like you're married to each other as if you were married or engaged, like the same thing, like you're connected to each other because that's what you're, that's the connection that you have, is that type of, that could be what it is as well. I'm going to get some more clarity. I'm going to ask Archangel Michael cards here about your relationship, see what he wants to tell you. So one moment, we'll make this the last card.
Okay.
Because I think that you kind of get the idea of what's coming forth. It says, go forward fearlessly. Walk forward every step of the way with Archangel Michael's strength. He's holding your hand, giving you confidence and courage so that you can move in the direction of joy, love, and your true life's purpose. I mean, you deserve to be happy. You do. You deserve to be successful, happy, whatever brings you happy. You know, if it's not through that relationship, then that's okay. There'll be something else that will come along. And it doesn't mean that he won't be in your life. But that's a decision that you'll have.
No, I know we're permanently tied together now.
Yeah, exactly.
Had the baby.
Yeah, exactly. So, I mean, you know, just be open to the signs, okay, because we asked for a sign. And if you want to come on my Facebook, it's facebook.com/ascensionmagic, and keep me posted.
Okay.
I'd be happy to, you know, just continue the conversation with you and give you some more advice or guidance on whatever comes through. But just know that the angels are working with you. They've heard your prayer, and they're going to give you a sign on what it is. Just be open to it.
All right. Okay.
Okay.
All right. I'll be in touch. Thank you so much.
All right. You're
all right.
Very welcome.
Bye.
Okay. Have a wonderful weekend, okay?
You too. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. I have time for one more call. Let's see. Where do I want to go? We got, about 15 minutes? Let us go to... got some different callers on the line. I think I've already took your call. I don't think I've got 916 on the line yet. Hi, welcome
Hello,
to the show. Can
Ronnie?
You hear me?
Yes,
hi.
I certainly can, Ronnie. Hi, this is Nancy.
Oh, hey, Nancy. It's so
Hi.
Nice to talk to you. I love talking to you.
Thank you. Thank you. And you're doing such a great job. I mean, you've come a long way in your show.
Well, thank you. Thank you. I try my best. You know, it's all I could do is try. But I work with the angels a lot more than I did before, and I just trust that they're going to bring the right people in the right situations to help people. And it's been interesting how many people have been asking about relationships today. Are you going to ask about relationships too?
No.
That's like five or six people have asked about that already. It's like, what can I do for you today, though?
No, actually, this past year, I think I'm going through a purging time, purging of emotions and past things and issues. And I'm really kind of looking forward to maybe the new year coming in. I've been kind of low energy lately. And I'm just curious, you know, what kind of work or service do you see me doing in the future?
Like in the next year? Okay. Yeah. That's interesting. Yeah. Like coming up soon. Okay. I can feel that. I can feel that you're really, like, unsure right now. I can feel that it's created some pain in your heart chakra. I'm feeling it. It's like, ooh, it's really intense. Like, I can feel it, that you feel disconnected in a way. Like, you feel, like, a little bit, just a little lost is kind of what I'm feeling. And they want me to remove some cords from your heart chakra here. So I'm kind of clearing some energy in your heart. If you're open to that, they want me to kind of clear your heart. And are you open to that?
I'm open. Sure.
Okay. Just making sure. I don't want to like intrude on your space here. Just keep breathing. There's a lot of pain in your heart right now. Like there's a lot of, negative self-talk towards yourself. Like you feel like you should be doing better than you are. Like it's like you're really doubting yourself, and you're really, it's really bringing your energy down, you know? So that's what they're clearing your space. I'm asking Archangel Michael to clear your space. Now, for some reason, mom is popping in my head. Is there an issue with mom right now? Like with your mother?
She passed away many years ago.
But was there something with mom when she was alive that maybe was not resolved or something?
We kind of discommunicated towards the end, before she passed away. And, there were kind of a lot of hurt feelings back and forth.
Yeah.
So, true, but I tried to make amends with that, you know, I mean, just by inner work, you know, and forgiveness work.
Yeah, because that's what's coming up. It's like forgiveness towards yourself. You did nothing wrong. You did the best you can. Mom did the best she can. And believe it or not, she's really proud of you and happy that you're in a place where you're happy. She wants you to be happy. It's time, I think, for you to go outside again and connect with nature a little bit. I feel like you've been that's where you really feel like more connected to things. It's like, you know, the elementals, the fairies, the plants, the whole nature kingdom really just brings you back to your soul, you know. And I think that's been missing for a bit of time for some reason, because there's you've been in a doubtful place. They want me to draw a card for you from the flower therapy deck. So they want me to work with some flowers. So when I use this deck, it means whatever flower I draw. Okay, there's properties of this flower. You can go out and you can buy the flower. You can get a picture of the flower. You can put it on your computer, whatever. But the flower has properties that's going to help you heal right now. And I'm going to see what flower wants to come forth for you at this moment. Okay, so it's really interesting. The card says family harmony. And we were just talking about mom. And the flower is chrysanthemum. That's hard to say. Chrysanthemum. And it says, this is what it says. It says, your loved ones form a strong pillar of support, embrace their love, and put the past issues behind you. So by having chrysanthemums around, you can open up that bridge between you and mom and dad and heal any kind of hurt that's in your heart. Because I feel like that's what's creating some of the blocks right now, is that there's something towards family members, like, you know, that's bringing up some past hurts that are trying to be healed, and that's just what's coming through. So they always bring forth what you need, even though you ask about something, they always bring forth what you need. So chrysanthemums, which are really, really pretty flowers, you know, and I could even send you a picture if you want to send me an email. I can send you a picture of it. But just, you know, see if you can go out and buy some chrysanthemums or put a picture somewhere around you. Just the energy of that flower will help to heal you and give you some of that strength. And it'll connect you with the fairies and the elementals, too, and help to kind of give you that push that you need to move forward. So that's what's coming through right now. Now, I want to still get to your question about, you know, career. But this is all healing. I can feel you healing. Believe me, it's all part of the plan. The angels know what they're doing. They really do. They're working behind the scenes. I'm thinking about, like, life purpose type of stuff. And I was seeing, like, healthcare for some reason. Like, that's the first thing that popped into my head. Have you worked in healthcare before?
Yeah,
or have you been thinking about it?
No, not now. I was a mental health nurse for about 27 years.
Ah, okay. So that's a part of your life, but you're ready to go into a different direction. Is that kind of what it's happening? Like, where do you go next?
Right. I mean,
I see.
It could be in the health industry, but I'm more into alternative and holistic and anything to do with, and also Mother Nature. I love nature.
Yeah. Well, it's important right now that you, like, I feel like there's things that are coming up that you're releasing. It's all about releasing yourself. And do you work with Archangel Michael a lot? Do you call upon him to help you?
Lately, it's been more Raphael.
Okay. Yeah, Raphael's going to help you with the healing. Michael's going to give you that push to kind of get out of the rut that you feel like you're in, like you feel like you're a little stuck. He's going to help you to give you clarity and to help you uncover what it is that your life purpose is, like what it is that you can do next. And all you need to do is just every day just ask Archangel Michael to give you an action step to take, you know, like, so what action step can I take to help me move forward next? And you'll get a feeling or a knowing, and you'll know exactly what that is. And I think that you kind of already know what your next step should be. It's like you're just not quite sure. Like, you're looking for some validation, I think. And again, it's like the last caller I was saying, you have free will. There's no right or wrong choice. It's just make a decision. Make a decision that you know is going to bring you joy. And I feel like that's what's happening, is that you haven't necessarily been making decisions, so that's leading to it's adding to that stuck energy already. It's like you already kind of feel sort of stuck, but then you're not making some decisions maybe, so that's making you feel more stuck. And once you get a decision in your head and you act on it, then it's like your whole life starts to move forward because you have a direction, you know, and it's like, okay, like, now I got something in place. So I got some life purpose cards here, and I'm going to kind of see what messages they want to draw from the deck for you. So let's think about that.
Okay.
I'm thinking about Nancy and her life purpose. Where should I go next? Okay, so I'm hearing teaching in my head, but I drew out a card for you that says your purpose is to bring divine healing light and love into the world, which you've already done in healthcare, but you know that you're a light worker and you can bring light and love in any aspect, in any way you choose, whether that's through doing plant-based stuff, whether that's through doing, you know, healing, you know, heart chakra healing type of work. I think you're a natural healer, but you're also a teacher. I think you're a very compassionate teacher, and I could see you doing really good, like, you know, teaching people, but you just need to trust the messages that you've been giving. Have you been getting messages to move forward in a particular direction, but you haven't, maybe unsure about it?
Actually, when you say teaching, I feel like there is something for me to teach, you know, and it's probably all the wisdom collected, you know, through the years and the healing. I took my Reiki courses, but I want to go beyond that. I'm not just satisfied with Reiki. You know, there's some other type of healing modalities that I'm really interested in.
I think you need to give yourself permission to succeed, Nancy. I feel like you're doubting yourself. I feel like you're not believing in yourself enough. You think, like, it's your ego trying to sabotage you. Like, oh, I got to take more courses, and I got to, you know, take more classes and talk to more people. You're ready when you feel like intuitively you know you're ready, you just have to go for it and do what you need to do. It's really easy to teach people. You know, you can start your own Facebook page. You can, you know, there's so many ways to do it. You can do internet stuff. You can do professional. You can open up your own practice. You can start a website. You can do a blog. You know, there's infinite ways, but you're going to find what works for you if you ask the angels to help you. It's just you have to believe in yourself. I think that's the biggest thing for you is that, mm-hmm. and I think this might come from the family issues maybe that needs to be healed, is that maybe you think you need to do it just so perfect, or you need to, you know, make mom or dad happy or something. That's why that came up, because there's something that needs to be healed, and giving yourself permission to do whatever it is that you want to do. Is this making sense?
Oh, yes, absolutely.
Okay. Yeah, because there's something about that mom and dad, something, especially mom, but the family harmony thing came up really strong. And there's no judgment, you know, like you can never, in reality, you can't displease God or displease mom or dad, despite things that people say. In truth, in reality, you need to do what makes you happy, what brings you the most light and the most love. And tell yourself those things. Tell yourself that you are worthy, you are deserving, and that you deserve nothing but the best. You know, it's time for you to do things for yourself that really make you happy. And by doing that, it's contagious. By being happy for yourself, you're gonna bring that happiness into the world, and it's gonna heal the planet in that sense. But I'm seeing teaching in some capacity. I don't know what that could look like, but that's for you to maybe ask your angels to get some guidance on and see what steps they want you to take on that. But if you ask for guidance, just be open and keep taking steps. Like every day, do some small step towards your dream, whatever that dream is, you know, whatever that is. And as long as you're taking some type of action, you're going to get all this energy and you'll feel so much better because, yes, I got a direction to go in. And that's how it happened for me. You know, like I just started doing things. I was like, okay, well, you know what? I'm going to make a website. I'm going to make this Facebook page, and I'm going to just get a business license, and I just started doing all these things, and it got exciting. And then it got to a point where I kind of got overwhelmed a little bit, but that's also part of my own personal lessons, is learning how to go with the flow and learning how to balance a little bit. But, you know, as long as you take some type of action, I think you'll feel better. You'll start to get out of your rut a little bit.
Yeah, I agree. I totally agree.
So find a chrysanthemum, and if you want me to send you a picture, I can do that of this card. You know, forgive yourself, love yourself so much. Go out in nature and just, you know, give a tree a hug and give yourself a big hug, because you're doing such good things. You've always done such good things, but we tend to be so hard on ourselves. You know, you don't need to be hard on yourself. There's nothing that you did wrong. We get stuck sometimes, you know, and that's why you called in, and hopefully this will help to kind of push you along a little bit and give you that kick in the butt, so to speak.
No, I thank you so much, really. I do need that kick in the butt. I do. It's sort of like,
I understand. It's just don't think that you're the only one that goes through this. I go through this. We all go through this. It's called self-sabotage. We self-sabotage ourselves, and that's our ego. That's our ego trying to stop us from being happy. And it's exactly what it is. That never comes from your soul. That comes from your mind and your ego. Mm-hmm. So try to step out of the ego. And if you need help with that, work with Archangel Michael, and ask him to, you know, shut down the ego a little bit so that you can move forward. But, Nancy, I'd love to talk with you more, but I only got a minute left in the show, so I kind of have to wrap it up here.
As I say, thank you again so much.
Oh, you're absolutely welcome. And, you know, keep in touch on Facebook. Let me know how things are going.
Okay.
If you want some additional support, I'm happy to help you.
Okay, will do.
Okay, Nancy. Thank you so much. So I want to thank everybody for calling in today, for listening, if you're listening live or on rebroadcast. I just want to say, you know, if you would like to get a professional reading with me, you can do so by visiting my website. It's ascensionmagic.com. I have many different services available. I do tarot. I do angel readings. I do realm readings, Reiki, many different things. I'm going to have some guest speakers coming up on the show soon about some different topics. I'm really excited about that. One particular, we're going to be talking about sound healing. That's coming up in a week or two, so keep checking it out. If you like the show, please click follow so that you can keep up with current episodes. And I want you to know that you're never alone. The angels are always with you every step of the way. And just know that all is love. All is well. And we're going to end with some love here.